I'm Connor Cyrus, one of the hosts of Vermont Edition, and I wanted to let you know that the podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. We saved you some time to get it right, so you only have the good stuff. I hope you enjoy. And now we turn our attention to something a little more humorous, though it's safe to say it's comedy with a bit of a bite. Johnny Wanzer is a Burlington comedian and content creator. His video topics vary from the housing crisis to the state of the U-Mall to a breakdown of the Burlington bar scene. He's been described by a former local politician as a modern-day court jester and the Joker of Burlington, but Wanzer prefers anti-hero to villain. His content is very provocative, and the language is not always safe for work. But Wanzer takes a serious approach to his comedy. Here are a few clips of his work.
Hey y'all, I'm Johnny Wanzer, and I'm on the beautiful streets of Burlington to answer the divisive question plaguing this town right now. Is crime up or is it down? And who better to ask than the rich old folks at the Jazz Fest? Let's go. Do you think crime is up or down?
Up.
Down.
I think it's the same.
I have no idea.
I think crime everywhere is up.
Depends on where.
What makes you say that the crime is up?
Because there's something on the news every day.
Were you made fun of in high school and now you dress eccentric to overcompensate while buying American Spirits with your mom's credit card?
Radio Bean.
Are you too old for Radio Bean and your mom now buys you jewels?
Wallflower.
The nurses at the UVM Medical Center are overworked, underpaid, understaffed, and generally by one of the top hospitals in the country. Ho, 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 y'all. I'm Johnny Wanzer.
That's a few examples of Johnny Wanzer's content, but I sat down with him with a conversation that was insightful, thoughtful, and genuine, a tone his followers might not be used to. It starts with him describing the kind of work he does.
I am a political satirist that covers everything from serious issues in Burlington or Vermont, all the way to just very silly things like the U-Mall or corner stores or bars. So everything that is Vermont is not safe for me. but if we wanted to make it simpler, a comedian and a content creator, mainly doing online videos as my format to convey all this.
Now, what's the point of what you do? Because you do so much, like you said, from simple videos to tackling some really big issues.
Yeah, what's the point? I think to make this this gray world a little bit better here in Vermont. But I do it because I see kind of a need for what I'm doing at the moment. There are a lot of local issues that affect a lot of people that will affect them more than national issues. And so from there, I feel like there are a lot of people that will not tune into the right channels in order to get that information that affects them a lot. So that's where I come in. I'm right on social media, delivering it in a very palatable way that's easy for people to view quickly and engage in, and maybe not even know that they're engaging in it.
So what do you think the difference is between what you do and commercial news? Because I think at the core of it, it's the same thing, but you seem to have captured an audience that commercial news and commercial media hasn't been able to get a hold of. Tell us about that and like what needs you're filling and how you're filling that.
I think it's kind of along the same lines as why The Daily Show exists or why Last Week Tonight with John Oliver exists, but it's kind of the next wave of that. So taking that format and applying it to a social media stance. So I think that format has always helped like casual people that want to laugh and don't want to view the news like that all the time to casually get them informed. But for me, I'm doing that on social media platforms, and I'm also like a cult of personality, if you will, to these people. Like, I'm a real person, and like, I'm one of them. And because I'm not backed by any commercial interest, people know that they're getting my honest opinion, whether they agree with it or not. They can trust that it is completely uncensored.
You've come a long way since one of your original videos, the Old North End Anthem. Let's take a listen to that.
Yeah. Soft dude, good new, need two packs in a mountain door. When
license. All blue. My dad needs his damn shoe. Old Norton, how about you, dude? Old Norton, how about you? Old Norton, how about you, dude? Old Norton, how about you?
So that's an idea for our listeners. When you look that, when you hear that now, what goes through your mind?
I'm just really proud of it. You know, it was funny that when we were listening to that, it reminded me of this video that this kid sent me. He put it on his TV in front of his parents to, like, film their reaction to it. And I just remember, like, the mom just being like, why does he gotta swear so much? And the dad is just, like, chilling in a seat like this. And he's like, this is freaking awesome.
How do you reflect on this?
I'm really proud of this because I feel like it's actual content that represents that sort of neighborhood and the culture from that neighborhood and what I've grown up with. And not even just the Old North End, but just a lot of kids in Vermont. I think Vermont is easily overshadowed by how beautiful and how much of a tourist attraction it can be. But there's also this seedy underbelly that is ignored by media. And I feel like I did a really good job at just being like, no, that stuff is awesome. Here it is. Everybody enjoy it. And I felt like a lot of people, more so than I thought, just like rallied behind it. And they were like, yes, because there was some sort of representation for the neighborhood. Even though it's like, you know, I'm talking about, you know, really offensive stuff.
Some pretty, it's not aggressive, but it's provocative.
Yeah.
You know, you have some really provocative thoughts there. How does your background play into your comedy now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I grew up with a single mom who struggled to raise me, and it wasn't always easy for her. She had her own issues. And so we were really on the short end of the stick in terms of, you know, the game of capitalism. And so what I do now reflects a lot of that struggle and getting to where I am now. And, you know, as successful as I get, you know, that will always kind of be there with me. And so it shapes everything that I go into, even what I cover. You know, a lot of people will ask me to cover specific things, but sometimes I'll say no because I think about, like, if I'm to call out like a business or something like that, I think about the people that are working there. And if they're going to be the people that are going to have to deal with the ramifications of what I do the most. So I'm always trying to put people that are blue collar workers or people that have been in my position or my mom's position first. So that helps shape it a lot. Yeah. And plus, you know, I grew up in Vermont, so I know everything. I know so many different things in so many different towns because we moved around a lot that... It's funny, a lot of the content that I make has just been stuff that I've just been saying for years, so.
It's kind of a bit of an evolution, I guess, if you will, that you're able to take the pain, the humor, and your just lived experience and turn it into content that is feeding into capitalism, which you said you were on the back end of, not the good end.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel incredibly grateful for where I am now. And I do recognize that, like, I'm very privileged, especially with how, like, successful this has been, like, statewide. But, like, I really want to not lose focus of who I've been the majority of my life with that. And I really want to, when I have the opportunities, give back to the community that has lifted me up. It's kind of symbiotic. It's like I did that, and then they lifted me up, and then I continued to do that, and they continued to lift me up. It's a really cool and unique thing that I have found in my life that makes me happy like nothing else can.
What's been your most successful video?
Either that Old North End video, or it might be the UVM video on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the UVM workers that you did.
Yeah.
Where did that idea come from?
Yeah, so about a year ago, I actually was doing a thing on UVM College. And so what I did was I kind of put out a story asking students to tell me their gripes with the school, what's going on, trying to put my feelers out, like, what's going on with UVM? Because I had heard things here and there. And through that process, some people got confused and thought I was asking about the hospital side. And a lot of people got confused. But then I started reading what they were sending me, and I was like, there's some interesting stuff going here and stuff that, like, I want to cover and I'm passionate about. So I put it on hold, and then I revisited it back in October or November, and kind of went from there. I did the same thing. I just kind of put out the feelers. I was like, hey, if you work at the hospital or you used to work there and you have something you want to say, let me know.
Permanent nurses make about 3 to 4 times less than a traveling nurse does for the same job. Hell, some of my food service homies make more. No hey, get that bag. But while $55,000 a year after taxes is kind of base, it falls way below the U.S. average of $82,000.
Now, as we've talked a little bit, some of what you do is very provocative in a way that attacks individuals,
yes,
businesses, organizations. How do you balance... Or do you balance your opinion and your personal feelings and how and what and kind of, I guess, what most people would call facts?
Yeah. So I make sure that my research is thorough and that I truly stand behind it. But in terms of, like, censoring myself, I will only do it if it affects, like, people at the lowest level of a job. Otherwise, like, if there's justice needed and it's not happening and someone needs to talk about it and I feel passionate about it, I'm going to do it. I don't care what happens to me because I'm self-employed, and the worst that will happen to me is, like, maybe I get sued or something like that. But I a lot of people don't know, I own a company and I also have lawyers on hand in case that happens. And that's another thing too. You know, if I want to do something that's kind of really edgy, I have lawyers that are entertainment lawyers that I hit up, and I ask them, I'm like, can I do this? And if I wanted to, how can I do it like this? And I'm only doing that because, like, I'm not a millionaire. I don't have a lot of money. Otherwise, like, if I had, like, John Oliver money or John Stewart money, then I would just go all out and just not even do that.
The much wanted, the FU money.
Yeah. Where it's just like, yeah, I got that HBO money.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. What does the future of Johnny Wanzer look like?
Yeah. So surprisingly, I don't really want to expand past the state, but what I want to do is expand in the state. My content obviously will expand to, like, different areas, and I'm starting to do that now. Another thing I want to do is I want to start producing other Vermont content creators that have a similar feel to me. And I'm producing a new show called Off the Rails, which is similar to my Man on the Street thing, where they go around to different Vermont events that are kind of gritty and fun, like St. Albans Wrestling or like Monster Trucks in Rutland, and just interviewing people and kind of just going over these weird subcultures that are kind of overlooked, but, you know, with a funny twist on it. And we also have our own cerebral twist that will differ from other man on the street type content that you see that I feel is really cool and has a lot of value. So I've been excited about that, but I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
Because it brings this whole kind of, like, Nathan Fielder element to it. By diversifying like this, we will all be able to kind of, like, coexist off of each other. Like, for me, a great example of why I'm doing this is not only do I want to bring more content and help creators around here and just, like, have more cool Vermont entertainment, because it's best day in the union, facts, having this kind of, like, network of gonzo journalism or media, if you'll call it, with, like, different people that can bring in things here and there. I think if we all work together as these independent creators, we can all sustain it and do it full time.
What does success look like for you, and what does it mean to you? I mean, as somebody who came from, I guess, humble beginnings, is to not put words in your mouth, what does success look like and mean, and have you achieved it, and will you ever?
I think success is forever shifting and forever changing. And this project, I've definitely reached levels of success. And I think it looks like you put your heart and soul into something and it's received beyond your wildest imaginations, whether how big or small that is. Having Vermont Edition ask me to come on and talk about my story, that's a success. It's constantly changing, and for me, I'm always trying to set myself up for a goal like that that makes me happy. And right now, it's like I want to expand in Vermont and make everybody happy and introduce people like in Burlington to maybe something crazy in Rutland. You know, that's my new goal right now. And then the other goal is like I want to lift up these other creators and see them have the same, if not more, success than me. I don't know what it is, but producing and doing that makes me happy. And I think that's what I define as success.
Does any part of your future journey scare you?
Oh, yeah. All the time. I mean, anybody who owns their own business and doesn't make a lot of money, like, it's scary, you know? It's like you never know. I mean, there are some times where you're just like, is this going to sustain itself for that much longer? And especially when you're in the content creation world, will I be irrelevant in 6 months, a year? And also as a creative, it's like, am I going to get burnt out doing this? Am I going to have to adjust with trends? And will I enjoy doing that? Will I want to do this forever? It's important to appreciate the journey of the success that you're trying to achieve and to really just appreciate it. You know, I didn't start out wanting to be King Vermont. I started out wanting to be, you know, nationally famous, but I really got to just actually live in those moments and really see what I was doing with my work accidentally and then not accidentally, on purpose. And I like saw how much the community wanted it and how much it was helping people and how much it was helping my life. And I think you might find along the journey to your dream that what you actually want is along that journey. So I would say don't, I guess this is the cliche thing, that, you know, don't take things for granted, but like just really like keep yourself open to that stuff and really appreciate it. If you are an artist or a creative that's coming up right now, don't forget your humble beginnings and don't forget to just really appreciate that and don't become pretentious and full of yourself. Stay humble.
Stay humble from Johnny Wanzer. Final words. Johnny Wanzer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.